Well, good morning. Well, for those of you I haven't had a chance to meet yet, my name is Kate. I serve as the associate pastor here at Glenkirk Church. And I'm so happy we could all be here together for this intergenerational VBS Sunday. This is a special Sunday for us. We don't normally all worship together in the same room. We don't normally have fog machines and crazy lights either, but it's a special Sunday. A little about me. I am the youngest kid in my family and the only girl. I have two older brothers. And when we were kids, my brothers loved to play video games. And as the youngest kid, I loved whatever they loved. Yeah, there we are. Yeah. I loved whatever my brothers loved, and so I loved video games too. And I remember playing Sonic the Hedgehog on our Sega Genesis game console. Anybody here know what Sonic the Hedgehog is? Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Sonic is a video game where you, the player, are this speedy blue hedgehog, and you run through the levels, and your goal is to stop the evil Dr. Robotnik. Now, this is a single-player game, so I remember my brothers passing the controller back and forth every time they beat a level. But I wanted to play too, and so my brothers gave me a very important job. They gave me a second controller, and they told me that I was controlling Tails, the little fox that follows Sonic around. Some of you already know where I'm going with this. Well, I took my job very seriously, and I believed I was helping my brothers every time they played this game. And it was not until much later that I realized that my brothers had tricked me, because Tails just follows Sonic around no matter what happens, and my controller wasn't plugged in. And when I realized what was going on, I was shocked. I thought I was really playing the game. So when I finally got that real controller, and I got to play the game for real, it changed the game for me. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever had a moment in your life where something happened that made you think about something differently? Where something happened that challenged you or led you down a new path or in a new direction? Has something ever happened that changed the game for you? This morning we're gonna hear a story from the Bible about a guy named Simon and a time in his life when something happened that changed the game. So if you are willing and able, would you stand for the reading of God's word this morning? Hear the word of the Lord from Luke chapter 5. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they'd taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled up their boats on shore, left everything, and followed him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You can be seated. So Simon is a fisherman. His job is to go out on the Sea of Galilee, catch fish, and bring them back to sell. And Jesus comes along, this traveling preacher, one day, and sits in Simon's boat. And he teaches this crowd that's following him from Simon's boat. Now Simon has been out fishing all night, and he's caught nothing. He's tired, he's disappointed, he's probably a little cranky. I wonder what Simon was thinking when Jesus asked him to go back out on the water. I wonder why Jesus picked Simon's boat to sit in. I wonder why Simon said yes when Jesus asked him to go out and fish again. Simon does what Jesus asked him to do. He takes his boat out and he catches so many fish, they fill two boats. to overflowing. Jesus has been in Simon's life for less than a day, and already everything is changed. Jesus tells Simon not to be afraid. And then he says something that changes everything for Simon. From now on, you will fish for people. Game changed. Simon and his friends have two boats filled with fish, perhaps the most fish they've ever caught. And they walk away from it. They walk away from this huge catch. They walk away from the boats they've spent so much of their life in. They walk away from how their life has been previously. And they say yes to Jesus, and they step into something new. Now they would spend their days learning from Jesus, following Jesus, watching him heal the sick and care for the poor and teach about God's kingdom. Because following Jesus changes everything. Because Jesus is not just a traveling preacher, but Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus invited Simon and his friends to follow him, and they got to decide if they were going to say yes. And it's no different for us today. Jesus invites us, Jesus invites you and me to follow him. And we get to decide if we are going to say yes. Back then, saying yes to Jesus meant walking away from a previous job for these guys, walking away from a previous life. What does saying yes to Jesus look like for you? For some of us, saying yes to Jesus means bringing all our doubts and our fears to God. For some of us, saying yes to Jesus today means trusting in God. For some of us, it means deciding to get to know more about Jesus, to attending church and joining a Bible study, to praying and to reading our Bible. For some of us, saying yes to Jesus means living the kind of life that puts God and others first instead of us first. But for all of us, saying yes to Jesus means walking away from some part of who we've been before and letting Jesus make us new. Because for all of us, no matter who we are, following Jesus changes the game. So I remember that day when I was little, and I realized that I had not been playing Sonic the Hedgehog this whole time, that my brothers had tricked me, and I remember when I finally got to hold that real controller for myself. And it changed the game for me. Has there ever been a moment in your life where something changed the game for you? Simon Peter was a simple fisherman, and Jesus stepped into his boat, and it changed the game. Like Simon, Jesus invites us to follow him. What will we say? What will you say? May we be a people who take a chance. May we be a people who step out in faith. May we be a people who say yes to Jesus, because following Jesus changes the game. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we are just so grateful. We're grateful that you walk into our lives. We're grateful that when everything is going normally, you step into our boat and you call us. We're grateful that following you changes the game because, Jesus, we need the game changed. We need you in our lives, and we need to know your love. Gracious God, we are so grateful. Thank you for changing our game. We love you, and it is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.